USA Radio News.
Breaking with the House, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence yesterday endorsed a U.S. intelligence finding that Russia secretly tried to interfere in the 2016 election to boost Donald Trump and hurt Hillary Clinton, calling the accusations of Russian meddling, quote, accurate and on point. Republican Senator Marco Rubio says, though, it's not always uncommon for the Russians to try to interfere in our elections.
Not entirely unprecedented. Russia has meddled in other elections and propaganda isn't new, but they went to a new level last year, primarily to sow instability and chaos in our society. But ultimately, they may have grown into a preference for the president. That doesn't mean that it's the reason why he won.
Birth rates in the United States declined last year for women in their teens, 20s, and surprisingly their 30s, leading to the fewest babies in 30 years. That's according to a new government report released today. This is USA Radio News.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
TSA staffing levels have come into question as summer travel season begins. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The number of Americans flying for both business and pleasure has been steadily rising, and an assistant administrator of the TSA tells Congress the agency is actively preparing for what could be one of the busiest travel seasons ever.
TSA has conducted hiring events at hard-to-hire and high-volume airports, increased advertising and media outreach to recruit new hires, and improved the hiring and new employee training processes.
Assistant Administrator Darby LaJoy told by lawmakers at that Thursday hearing in the U.S. House that airport nightmares of recent summers must not be repeated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ending days of speculation, Meghan Markle said today that her father will not be able to attend her wedding to Prince Harry due to health problems. Markle's father has been hospitalized in California after undergoing a procedure to clear blocked coronary arteries. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
In an increasingly demanding world, we've been told that we can do everything, from maintaining friendships, devoting ourselves to work, spending time with family, staying fit, getting enough sleep. Randi Zuckerberg is an entrepreneur and author. She has a new book out titled You Can Have It All, Just Not Every Day. She explains why sometimes we try to do too much and then feel overwhelmed.
We have this culture of burnout. This is why people are so unhappy, they're multitasking, they're stressed, is because we do feel like there is this pressure to do everything every single day. I think it's much better, like you said, you can pick 3 different things every single day. You can pick 3 things today, you can pick a completely different 3 things tomorrow, but I think we all function much better, much happier, much more successful when we allow ourselves to be great at a few things and we remove the guilt about holding a few things off till tomorrow.
Zuckerberg also talks about how social media has played a role in what we do and what we're expected to do.
In some ways, it can be extremely helpful. In other ways, it can make us feel very insecure. You know, a lot of times I've been able to get great recommendations from people instantly on social media, on, you know, ideas, on kind of life hacks and things to make my life easier. On the other hand, it's also really easy to open up any of these sites and feel like everyone else has it all figured out, like everyone else's lives are perfect and yours isn't and you're inadequate.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.